The city of Aspen has plans to buy land in Woody Creek that could one day become a reservoir, and officials hope to fill that reservoir using water rights that the city has owned on Castle and Maroon Creek since 1971. But major questions remain about if this is possible or necessary. Even in a dry November, creeks and streams cascade toward Aspen from all sides. The Roaring Fork River snakes through town after picking up water from the valleys and gulches up Independence Pass. Closer to town, there's Hunter Creek, the iconic Castle and Maroon Creeks, and eventually Woody Creek joins the Roaring Fork as well. But still, officials with the city of Aspen aren't convinced this is enough to guarantee a consistent water supply and a warmer, drier future. Margaret Medellin with the city's water department says that the ability to store water in case those streams run dry is a key component of Aspen's planning.
Right now we have 10 acre feet.
That's like a 10-foot deep pool the size of a football field. And if Aspen was cut off from its water sources, Castle and Maroon Creeks, that reserve wouldn't last one summer day. Aspen has water rights to store more than 1,000 times that amount on Castle and Maroon Creeks. These are two of Aspen's most treasured scenic spots, and reservoirs here would sit in a designated wilderness area. Last year, officials filed in water court to hold on to those rights, and the city faces opposition from nearby landowners, the U.S. Forest Service, environmental groups, and more. And council says they agree that these are not the right spots for dams and reservoirs, but they say the city needs storage. Medellin and others are hopeful to transfer those water rights downstream to what they say is a more suitable spot. Just outside of Woody Creek, on a windy stretch of shrubland next to a working gravel pit, the city has 63 acres of property under contract and hopes to eventually acquire the gravel pit itself. Medellin says a reservoir here would offer some serious peace of mind to water managers like her.
Just knowing that we had water, you know, instead of running and always hoping for water.
But one detail stands out as we look down at the gravel pit. There's no water, no nearby creeks or streams. It's bone dry.
That's a problem, I think. How are you going to fill them?
That's Paul Nodo, a water attorney who represents three of the parties who are opposing the city in the Maroon and Castle Creek water court cases. And the city doesn't have a plan yet for how it would actually get the water to this location, or how the water would make it back uphill to Aspen. And this fact isn't lost on some Valley residents like Steve Skinner.
Really? 6 miles away from Aspen, we're going to build a reservoir and figure out a way to pump it back up? That seems really goofy.
Plus, he says he's not convinced that Aspen needs water storage at all. A study done in 2016 showed that Aspen likely won't need reservoirs to keep the taps flowing. But a new analysis this year shows that in several climate change scenarios, there likely could be water shortages. And as Medellin explains,
our water system can't take much unexpected impacts to the system.
The city will have to demonstrate that it needs storage to successfully transfer the water rights out of Castle and Maroon and to Woody Creek. And Nodo says that's not the only obstacle.
There's no doubt in my mind that they will face significant opposition to those applications.
Anyone who got in line for water after the city will want their turn. It's sort of like when you get out of the cafeteria line in elementary school. The kids behind you aren't happy when you try to jump back in the same spot. And one of the kids in line right behind the city of Aspen is the state of Colorado.
So they'd sort of be claim jumping the state's in-stream flow water right?
That water right is meant to protect the environment, and Nodo says these tend to be complex, significant rights in the eyes of water court. And there are others who have rights after 1971, but before 2018, who could also oppose the move. Cynthia Covell is a water attorney who represents the city of Aspen. She's been involved in similar cases where cities have moved their storage rights. And given the uncertainties related to climate change, she says her advice to all clients is the same.
You need to have as many options available as you reasonably can to deal with climate change.
And the city of Aspen is not taking any chances. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.